Hey, and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe. Thank you for joining us for today's lesson, and you know, your English will improve today. Here's a question for you. What is the largest animal in the world? I know. You know this answer. It's pretty easy. You've all learned it in biology class. You learned it at a very young age. That's right. It's a blue whale. Well, we're not only talking about blue whales today, but we are continuing on with our lesson called Whale Migration, A Journey of Survival. Whale Migration, A Journey of Survival. Today we'll learn about the purpose of migration, as well as a few different kinds of humpback whales. All right, friends, I know you have your magazine open and you're ready to begin, so let's get started.
Whale Migration, A Journey of Survival. The Purpose of Migration. Most whales move with the seasons, some traveling thousands of miles, primarily to feed and breed. Whales typically swim to cold waters for feeding and warmer waters to give birth. A favorite food of baleen whales is krill, tiny sea creatures that are plentiful in extremely cold waters. Newborn calves, however, are born without a protective layer of fat under the skin and would likely freeze in the same cold waters. For that reason, most females travel to warmer waters to give birth.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 breed 这个动词。breed 是指繁殖。例如 brown bears breed mostly between May and July. 棕熊大部分是在5月到7月间繁殖。breed 也可以指使繁殖。注意它的过去式还有过去分词都是 bred, bred。例如 animals bred in zoos usually don't survive once they're released into the wild.在动物园里面繁殖的动物通常一旦放到野外就不能够生存。breed 也可以当名词，意思就是指品种。例如 ,my favorite breed of dog is the golden retriever. 我最喜欢的狗的品种是黄金猎犬。继续我们看 protective 这个形容词，我们看到这个字里面有 protect, 保护这个动词。所以 protective 是指保护性的或者是防护的。例如 workers in welding factories are required to wear protective goggles. 焊接工厂里的工作人员都必须要佩戴护目镜。Protective 也指对别人关心或者是照顾的。例如 Jason is overly protective toward his kids. He never lets them go anywhere by themselves. Jason 对小孩保护过度，他不让他们独自去任何地方。
Thank you so much, Michelle. Okay, so we're continuing to learn about whales and whale migration. Today we're learning about the purpose of migration. So how does our lesson begin?
Well, we read most whales move with the seasons, some traveling thousands of miles primarily to feed and breed.
To feed and breed. Those are nice words that rhyme, but they mean very different things, right? Now, yesterday we learned about the mating season. That is the time of year that whales come together to have babies. You could also call that breeding. The action is breeding, right? But we want to talk about breeding grounds. Now, if the mating season is the time of year when they breed, then the place where they like to breed is called the breeding grounds.
Exactly. So we have mating season and we have breeding grounds. So I guess we could also say that these whales are moving to the breeding grounds, to the areas that they can breed and then have their babies.
Yeah, and it's interesting because they're whales, right? They're not on the ground. They're in water. But this phrase is still useful, and it still applies here to talk about the place where they breed.
Right. So it's not necessarily referring to the ground, just the area in which the babies are born. So we read, whales typically swim to cold waters for feeding, and warmer waters to give birth. And if you give birth, that means they're just having the baby. But we see that word cold. Gabe, there's another word I'm thinking of that means really, 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 really cold.
Well, then you're thinking freezing, right? It's really freezing outside. I have to put a jacket on.
Well, no. I'm not thinking of the word freezing. It's another word that means freezing.
You're thinking of frigid.
Yes, frigid.
It is so cold. It is frigid.
Gabe.
Yes.
That's so correct.
Yes, it is.
And this actually reminds me of one time I went to the beach. I was in California. So we went to the Pacific Ocean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Pacific?
The Pacific Ocean, the waters are frigid.
Right, yeah.
The water is like so cold.
I've been to the Atlantic Ocean on the east coast of the United States. I think I remember the Atlantic Ocean waters being a little warmer than the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah. Well, that's what people say. And I do remember swimming in those waters, the Pacific waters, right? And it was frigid, very, very cold.
Very, very cold.
Yes.
Well, okay, so whales like to eat, and they're okay eating in frigid waters. Now, this is a picture of a baleen whale. We read here, a favorite food of baleen whales is krill, tiny sea creatures that are plentiful in extremely cold waters, or frigid waters. You can see in his mouth, that is called baleen, okay? It looks like tiny, thin teeth, but that is called baleen.
Exactly. Newborn calves, however, are born without a protective layer of fat under the skin and would likely freeze in the same cold waters.
Well, hold on a second. Calves? I thought that calves were baby cows.
Well, calves are baby cows, but actually calves are also baby whales. So a baby whale is called a calf.
Oh, a baby whale is also a calf. Interesting.
Yep.
I wonder what else is called a calf. Or I wonder about other baby animal names. We all know that baby cats are called kittens. And baby dogs are called?
Puppies.
Puppies. What about a baby deer, Rebecca?
Oh, I love deer. And I love baby deer. We call them fawns. A baby deer is a fawn. So cute.
Wow.
They have little spots on them.
Yeah, those are completely different words. They don't even share any letters in common. D-E-E-R, and a baby deer is F-A-W-N.
Yep.
Well, later, you're going to learn about some other interesting baby names in the info cloud. But for right now, let's continue here. We read, newborn calves, however, are born without a protective layer of fat under the skin and would likely freeze in the same cold waters. So, I guess they don't breed or give birth in the cold waters. They like to eat in cold waters, but not give birth there.
Well, exactly. The next sentence says, for that reason, most females travel to warmer waters to give birth. Isn't that just amazing how whales know this?
Yeah, actually, yeah, we would call that instinct,
yes,
I guess.
Yes, that's their instinct. Nobody told them, hey, you need to go to some warmer waters to give birth or your babies will die.
Yeah.
It's just something that they know.
Exactly.
They were created that way.
Exactly, whale instinct. Well, it is interesting to learn about whales. I don't think that I would like to just go and eat in a cold place, but whales love feeding in cold places and cold water. And they like breeding in warmer waters. Well, friends, it is time right now to learn more about different baby animal names in the
Info Cloud.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Info Cloud.
Today, we want to look at some very specific words in English. Baby animal names.
The names of animals are pretty easy. Cat, dog, goat, sheep, whale, elephant. But we use a different word when we talk about these animals' babies.
Some of the common ones you probably already know. A baby cat is called a kitten, and a baby dog is called a puppy. But what about a goat?
Well, believe it or not, a baby goat is called a kid. And a baby sheep isn't a kid, but a lamb.
Now, there are some animals that use the same name for the baby, even though the adult versions are quite different. For example, baby cows, elephants, and whales are all called calves. And if there is only one, it is called a calf.
Then there are some animals that get very specific and have two different names depending on whether the animal is male or female, such as the horse. An adult male horse is called a stallion, while a female is called a mare.
And the babies? A male baby horse is a colt, and a female is a filly. If you don't know if it's male or female, you can simply call it a foal.
英文有一个特色，那就是很多的小动物都有它们特别的名称，像狗叫 dog, 但小狗叫 puppy。猫是 cat, 小猫叫 kitten, 但有一些动物分得更细，除了成年的动物跟幼小的动物会用不同的名称，公的跟母的也有不同的名称，像公的马叫做 stallion, 母马叫 mare, 但公的小马叫 colt, 母的小马叫 filly。也有一些动物呢会共用小动物的名称，像 calf 可以指小牛、小象、小河马、小犀牛，甚至小金鱼。也许你会觉得很挫折，很多动物的名称都记不得了，哪可能把所有小动物的名称都背下来啊？其实你如果不确定要用哪一个字来形容某一种小动物，用 baby 就可以了。 Look at the baby elephant. What a cute baby pig. 这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Hello and welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we're continuing to learn about whale migration. Today we're learning all about the purpose of migration. Why do whales migrate? Well, there's one very important reason, and that is whales like to go to cold waters for feeding, but they like to swim to warm water for breeding, because whale calves cannot deal with the frigid temperatures. Well, what else can we learn about whale migration? Let's find out.
Whale migration, a journey of survival. Since there are around 80 species of whales, it is important to note that their migration patterns vary. In fact, some whales never migrate. They stay within the same region all year and travel only short distances to eat and reproduce. North Atlantic humpbacks. The migration journey of North Atlantic humpbacks takes them from the icy regions of Greenland to the Caribbean islands in the tropics. North Pacific humpbacks. These whales leave the Alaska area in the fall and swim basically non-stop for up to 8 weeks. Upon reaching the warm waters of Hawaii, they mate or give birth.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 migrate 这个动词。MIGR 这个字根有迁徙的意思，所以 migrate 在这里是指动物随着季节而迁徙。例如 Canadian geese migrate to the south during winters, 加拿大雁在冬季会迁徙到南方。它的名词是去掉字尾的 E 再加上 ION 变成 migration。例如 The Great Migration of Wildebeest in Kenya is an unforgettable spectacle, 肯亚的牛羚大迁徙是令人难忘的奇景。最后我们看 reproduce 这个动词， RE 这个字首是指再一次， produce 是指生产，所以 reproduce 是指生殖、生育或繁殖。例如 given sufficient nutrients, the plant can reproduce at an amazing speed. 如果有充足的养分，这种植物可以惊人的速度繁殖。或者是 reproduce 也可以指再生，例如 human brain cells cannot reproduce once the brain is fully developed. 人类的脑一旦发育成熟，脑细胞就没有办法再生。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Let's continue here with our lesson. We read, since there are around 80 species of whales, it is important to note that their migration patterns vary. That means that there are different migration patterns. But if something is important to note, we have another word for that, and that is the word notable. It is notable that their patterns vary.
So why do you think it's notable that their patterns vary?
Oh, you're asking me.
Yeah, I'm asking you. Why do you think it's notable, something that's worth noting, or something that's worth observing?
Yeah, exactly, friends. If you have a pencil or a pen and a piece of paper, then you might want to note this down, right? If it's notable, if it's really important to notice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that there are different kinds of whales, and so their patterns might be a little bit different depending on the kind of whale. Sometimes we like to assume that all, you know, species of one kind of animal will do the same kinds of things, but they don't.
Mm, that's true. So, of course, we have these whales, and their migration patterns are very notable. Now, I think that you could also use this word if somebody does something that's worth deserving attention, and you could say, wow, that was a very notable deed. That was a very good thing you did.
So we're learning about some important things, some important differences among the different kinds of whales, right? We read here, in fact, some whales never migrate. I didn't know that. I thought all whales migrated. See, you might want to write that down. Note that in your little notebook. They stay within the same region all year and travel only short distances to eat and reproduce.
Mm-hmm. To eat and reproduce. Well, now it's time for us to move on and learn about the North Atlantic humpbacks. The migration journey of North Atlantic humpbacks takes them from the icy regions of Greenland to the Caribbean islands in the tropics.
Mm-hmm.
That's quite a journey.
Yeah, actually it really is.
Yeah, from Greenland to
the Caribbean.
Caribbeans.
Right, and to the tropics, right? And so the tropics is the opposite of an icy or frigid place, right? For example, the Caribbeans are a tropical place. You could call that right in the middle of the tropics.
Yes, exactly. And of course, when I think about the United States and the different areas of the states, Florida. I don't know, have you ever been to Florida?
I have, northern Florida.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's definitely not as tropical, or it's not like the tropics like the Caribbean, but it definitely has that same feel,
mm-hmm,
of being in the tropics.
Exactly, which is why people love to just go to the beaches in Florida and just lay out soaking up the sun, because that's what people like to do in the tropics, right? So what about that adjective that we've been saying? It's related to the word tropics, and that is tropical. If it's in the tropics, you could say maybe it's a tropical island.
Taiwan is definitely a tropical island.
Mm-hmm.
It's very humid, and it can be very hot, especially in the summertime.
And so maybe you want to have a tropical drink if you're on a tropical island, right? So we're learning about the North Atlantic humpbacks here, and you might notice that they look like North Pacific humpbacks. Okay, the next section, North Pacific humpbacks. These whales leave the Alaska area in the fall and swim basically nonstop for up to 8 weeks.
Nice, up to 8 weeks. Wow. Well, Pacific humpbacks, that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. And these guys look pretty similar. I wouldn't be able to tell the difference, right? But we continue learning here. Upon reaching the warm waters of Hawaii, they mate or give birth. And we see that phrase, upon reaching. You could replace that word reach with another verb.
Like arriving. Upon arriving. Upon arriving the warm waters, or upon arriving to the warm waters of Hawaii, they mate and give birth. So this is another great phrase for you all to know, so practice using it.
Well, right now it is time for us to go to the SC Challenge.
Yes. Hello, everyone. It's time for the SE Challenge, and joining me again today is Amanda. Hello, Amanda.
Hello, Rebecca.
So today's lesson is about whale migration, a journey of survival. Do you like whales?
I do like whales. I think they're beautiful creatures.
If you were a whale, do you think you would like migrating?
Ooh, I think that I would probably do that because I like to have a summer and I like to have a winter. So uh-huh. I think that I would migrate like whales do.
Yes, I guess if you were a whale, you probably would do it the whale way, right?
Yeah, and I'd love to be able to swim like a whale.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
Well, I have three questions about today's lesson. And the first question is, why do whales move to warmer water? A, to feed. B, to get warm. C, to give birth or to meet new friends.
I'd like to say to meet new friends, but I don't think that's the answer. I think it's C, to give birth.
And this is your final answer?
My final answer.
You are correct. The reason why whales move to warmer water is to give birth. Exactly. Okay, question number two. What do baleen whales like to eat? A, shrimp. B, tiny fish. C, krill. Or D, fish eggs.
Well, it all tastes really good, mm-hmm. but I think it's C, krill.
C, krill. That is correct. Yay. Good job, Amanda. 2 points so far. Last question. How many different species of whales are there? Ooh. A, 10. B, 30. C, 80. Or D, 100. Very difficult question.
I know there's a lot. Is it C?
80?
80.
That's your answer?
Yeah.
You're sure?
Not really, but I'm gonna go with that.
Well, that is correct, Amanda. Oh. There are 80 different species of whales. Friends, were you able to get all those questions correct? Amanda, you got a 100%.
Yeah.
Great job. Well, friends, thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Okay, Gabe, so we've already learned about several different types of humpback whales.
Which,
right?
I would love to see up close and personal in real life.
Mm-hmm. Right, but I also remember you saying you didn't want to get too close because you didn't want to smell their bad breath, right?
Well, yeah.
Of course. But what about the killer whale? Are you familiar with this type of whale?
Yeah, I think they're really beautiful creatures.
Do you think they're really as vicious?
Or as dangerous?
And dangerous as?
As their name sounds?
Yeah, exactly.
That's a great question. I think we're going to find out tomorrow right here on
Studio Classroom.
We'll see you then. A good friend lasts a life.